From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Anchor, I hardly know her. I'm Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. We have got, I'm so excited about the show today. One of the best things about my job is I get to interview my childhood heroes, and that is literally true today because we're going to talk to the great Frank Oz. Now, Frank Oz, if you don't know this, you should. He helped create the Muppets, and you would not believe how many characters he's performed over the years. Bert from Bert and Ernie, Miss Piggy, Fuzzie Bear is his, the Cookie Monster.
Grover, Yoda, that guy from Coldplay.
Vice President Walter Mondale, Ozzy Osbourne, and of course, the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal. We don't care who's pulling your strings, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter. This is Charlie Wolf from St. Clair Shores, Michigan. How are you?
I'm fine. Is St. Clair Shores on the shore of something?
It is. It's on the shore of Lake St. Clair. So like St. Clair and then Lake St. Clair, it all makes sense. Don't think about it too hard.
I won't think about it. I've never heard of Lake St. Clair. Is it a big...
It's actually not really a lake. It's just a widening of the Detroit River. But don't tell the lake that.
I won't. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. Charles, first up, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning. And the host of Science Goes to the Movies at CUNY.TV. It's Faith Saley.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Next, it's a feature writer for the Washington Post style section. It's Roxanne Roberts.
Hello. Hello.
And a comedian performing October 10th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Paula Poundstone is here.
Originally, Lake St. Clair was called River Goiter.
Yeah.
Charles, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis, of course, is going to recreate for you, out of thin air, three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain two of them. Do that, you win our prize. The voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle in your voicemail. You ready to do this?
I am as prepared as I've ever been.
Here is your first quote.
Okay.
It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight.
That was the song played at a big rally on Tuesday, celebrating whose release from prison?
Oh, was the name Kim?
Kim Davis. This humble county clerk from rural Kentucky has become a folk hero to Americans everywhere, a role model for those Americans looking for someone to stand up for the right not to do our jobs. Because of Kim Davis.
Yep.
Because of her example, some bus driver today will finally cruise right through a crosswalk without looking. And a fireman will turn off the alarm bell and go back to playing Candy Crush. Thank you, Kim Davis.
Do they usually play a song when you're released from jail?
Happily, I wouldn't know.
I'm gonna have to think of a song.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz said that he stood unequivocally behind her while she was in jail, and I thought, would that that were true. Mike Huckabee was smart enough to wait until she was out of jail to say that he would go to jail in her place.
Yes, he did do that.
I thought that was clever timing.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that Kim Davis, of course, went to jail because she refused to honor the marriage of gay people. She came out, she had really changed her mind about gay people due to her long conversations with her cellmate, Crazy Eyes. All right, very good, Charles. Here is your next quote. It happens to be from President Bill Clinton.
She looks good with her whip skills, but needs work with her nay-nay.
That was Mr. Clinton pitching in the campaign-wide effort to make who look more human.
Oh, God. Hillary Clinton?
Yes, Hillary Clinton. How did you know?
That came off the mouth kind of wrong.
Meet Hillary 2.0 with improved bandwidth, a special feelings module, a sincerity mode, and a bright new frontal screen. According to the New York Times, her campaign is making a concerted effort to show her human side. They have a 9-point plan for spontaneity with daily scheduled moments of being unscheduled.
if you want to see a human side of her, look at her emails.
You mean like the one where she asked, like, what's up with the gefilte fish?
Yeah, exactly. That's human.
She did say she was sorry this week.
She did say she was sorry.
And I she's a Clinton. I don't think she should. I think she should have said, I did not have technical relations with that server.
Yeah. She went on Ellen this week, Ellen's show. She danced.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like... It really...
Why is everyone doing that now? Why does everyone go on these shows and dance?
Because,
how does that move us forward as a nation?
No, because...
Well, look, she's doing the robot. No, actually, she's trying really hard not to. All right, Charles. Here is your last quote.
All right, I'm ready.
It's a Mr. Potato Head disaster.
That was a paleoanthropologist named Lee Berger. He was talking about sorting out the big scrambled pile of bones his team found. Pile of bones that turned out to be what?
Oh, so I actually was an anthropology major in college, so I know this one. The Homo Nidali, I think it was. It was like a off-branch of the humans. They found like a mass grave.
That's
like,
right, except yes. You mispronounced the name of the species, so I'm afraid you're going to have to go. No, you are of course right. It's a brand new species of hominid or hominem, depending on how you want to call it. The species is called Homo Naledi. Were found in a remote cave in South Africa. And this is really interesting. All these bones were found in a cave so remote, so hard to get to, down a narrow tunnel, that the paleontologist who discovered it knew he wouldn't fit. So he advertised in Facebook, this is true, skinny scientists needed. And it turns out these six scientists who were able to do the job and fit literally through the hole were women. They were the only ones small enough and qualified enough. So they got to crawl down these incredibly narrow, dark, wet tunnels.
It was 7.5 inches, the
right,
crack.
Right, into a horrible, dank chamber filled with skeletons. And who said women can't get the good jobs in science?
7.5 inches?
Yes.
The crack was 7.5 inches.
And they were able to screw. There's a picture of these very tiny, bright anthropologists.
Malnourished anthropologists.
Yeah. I know.
I got so excited because I was watching this story when it first came out on the elliptical machine, as I consume most of my media, and I had closed captioning on CNN, and it said they had discovered Homo Milady.
Ooh.
The closed captioning person spelled it wrong, and it was spelled Milady, and I was like, that's so cool.
That's
it's like a Game of Thrones discovery.
No, it was a little rough for Kim Davis when you think about it. She got out of prison just to hear the news about Homo Naledi. Not only is the Earth more than 6,000 years old, but it was full of a bunch of homos. So the scientists sort of, they found all these bones, they didn't know what it was, and as soon as they assembled it, it announced for the Democratic nomination and is now beating Hillary in Iowa by 4 points. So
you think the terrain was always that way? Do you
they
think
believe,
something
they
shifted?
They believe that the cave, you know, they've looked at it, they've looked at the geology. They think the cave has always been that remote and that the bodies were put there. And they say they've eliminated all the other possibilities of how they could have been brought there. An animal didn't bring them there because the bones aren't marked with teeth.
Tupperware party.
That'll kill you.
Yeah.
They
exactly.
did find a bunch of Tupperware with mismatched lids, which is
that bothers my OCD so much.
What?
The whole mismatched lid thing. My whole life is spent trying to find the right lid. I don't use my dishwasher. I use the top rack is just for lids, and the bottom rack is for the containers.
Yeah.
We wash dishes in the sink, but just we keep those things in there to try to organize it, and it still doesn't work. Because every time I go in there, there's more containers than there are lids, and then you put the stir fry into the container, and then you realize there's no lid for it. If somebody told me, crawl for 21 days down this hole, and there will be a lid, I would do it.
Bill, how did Charles do in our quiz?
Charles is the only sane one among us. Charles did great. 3-0. Perfect.
Thank you. Congratulations, Charles. Your preparation paid off.
Thank you, sir.